DW.
It's a very windy morning here on the beach of the seaside town of Costa Azul on the Atlantic coast of Argentina. Yet earlier, with the first light, the fishermen ventured into the sea, and they are now, mid-morning, returning with their catch.
Hola. ¿Qué haces, Natalio?
José Battistelli is one of the fishermen working in this area. He's been fishing here for some 35 years. The slender 65-year-old man with glasses, sports a goatee and wears swim trunks and a windproof jacket. He's now pulling his 5-meter-long white boat out of the sea and complaining that it was not a good day. There were not that many fish.
Mal día, eh?
No sacaste nada.
Still, he gets everything in his small yellow and green tin beach store set up to start selling. José shares the sea with the Franciscana, a small species of dolphin with a very smooth, light brown skin. But even though the dolphin is of no interest to the fishermen, sometimes there is a tragedy.
The unfortunate event is when they get caught in the gillnet, sometimes alive, sometimes dead. In the first case, one tries to save them, but when they die, there is nothing to be done.
As the Franciscana is an endangered species, an NGO and research group called Aquamarina started a project to prevent dolphins from getting entangled in the gillnets 10 years ago. They tried many methods, and after some trial and error, they found one that seems to work, and they have been trialing it for some years. In my hand, I've got a white plastic device, the shape of a zeppelin, about the size, the length of my hand, with a string attached to it. And to explain what this is to me, I've got with me Leonardo Berninsone, who's part of the research group Aquamarina. Leonardo, what is this thing I'm holding in my hand?
This device that you're holding, it's an acoustic deterrent device, also known as pingers. Pingers are used to scare, in some way, dolphins surrounding gillnets. So basically this device produces a sound, in 70 kilohertz sound, that gives a hint to the dolphin that there's something going on around, and that's to prevent them from getting entangled in the gillnets of the fishermen.
So far, what results have you achieved?
And so far, we have very good results. We know the individual response. We know that they stop hearing their own echolocation clicks and they start listening to the alarm as soon as they get into the radius of the alarm. And then they just change their heading. They turn around, they go in a different way. So far, the bycatch per unit effort, which is the amount of dolphins that die in the gillnets, it's been reduced in a 90% every time we use an alarm in a gillnet set.
How do you measure that?
Basically, what we do is we have some gillnets with alarms and other ones without the alarms that we use as a control. So then we compare, we realize that in the gillnets without the alarms, the amount of dolphins that die, it's pretty high comparing to the other ones with the alarm, where 90% less of the dolphins get entangled.
One of the main reasons the pingers are proving so successful is that they allow the 15 fishermen and fishing crews taking part in the project to keep working in the same way they have always done. It has not demanded that they change their fishing methods. They are actually time savers, as José, the fisherman, explains.
Cada vez que un delfín cae en las redes,
every time a dolphin gets stuck in the gillnet, it means extra time spent and a broken net.
And how complicated is using these alarms, and how much extra work do you have to put in to use them?
No hay ninguna complicación en usar la alambre. La alarma es muy sencilla.
There's no complication. They are placed in the net and checked each time the net is retrieved to verify that it is working correctly, and that's it. I've got a gillnet with alarms and another one 500 meters away that doesn't have them. This summer, four dolphins got entangled in the one without alarms, and none in the one that has alarms.
Y ninguna captura en el delfín en la red que está usando alarmas.
No tiene ninguna otra.
A sign in Jose's beach store informs the customers that he's taking part in the project to protect the Franciscana dolphin. Most do not pay attention to it, but when they are told, they find it very positive.
I think it's great that species that then are not used commercially and maybe are discarded at sea are saved from the net. And also that there are fishermen who promote and accept using the alarms.
But what about the Franciscana dolphin has brought together fishermen, conservation groups, national and local government, and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization? I put this question to Leonardo Berninzone.
It's a local dolphin, it's not a cosmopolitan species. You can only find it in the south of Brazil, Uruguay, and the province of Buenos Aires in Argentina. Franciscanas are top predators as killer whales or sharks. So basically, whatever happens in the environment affects them. And without them, the environment is not properly balanced.
What do you expect to happen in the future?
We would like to know if the dolphins in some way can habituate to this sound. If they do, then it's not worth to keep on working on something that eventually they would ignore. And then we would like to know also if, even though the ocean is pretty big and this area also is pretty big and the nets are far away from each other, we still would like to know if the dolphin can drastically change their habitat use because of the alarms. So that's what we are testing right now. If the dolphins don't habituate or if dolphins don't change their habitat use, then it's worth to start working stronger with most of the fishermen using these alarms so that they can keep on fishing, but at the same time reduce the amount of dolphins that die in the gillnets.
So far, it's worked. And the project has also shown that it's possible to match the interests of conservationists and businesses protecting the environment and the wildlife while making fishing more efficient. Oh yes, I guess you want to hear the sound of the pinga. As it has a frequency of 70 MHz, it's outside the hearing range of humans. But worry not. Leonardo Berninzone provided me with a recording from a device that translates the sound into a range that we can hear. So this is then what the Franciscana dolphins hear. For Deutsche Welle, in Costa Azul, I'm Natalio Cosoy. DW.